All right, we're going to get going, guys. This is Ron LeGrand. I'm going to open it up here just for a second and make sure we're there. You guys are there. I can hear you. So I'm going to mute you back out, and then we're going to get going. Josh, are you on here? Josh? Hello, Josh. All right. Josh will be on here in a second, I'm sure. I'm going to get started. So if you guys got a pencil and paper to write on, you might want to be doing that. What I want to get done for you tonight is to actually prepare you for our seminar together on Saturday. We are going to have a lot of information transpire on that day. So if you come prepared, not only will you get a lot out of that day, but you may very well may go home with some deals that you can convert to dollars shortly after you leave the event. One thing I want to go through tonight is the property information sheet. I am assuming that you folks all got the property information sheet. Let me find out. Okay, you there? Hello? Talk to me. Did you guys get the property information sheet or not?
Yes.
No.
Okay. All right. Let me mute it out again. If you did not get it emailed to you, means you're probably not registered for the event yet. I think Josh did invite folks on here that were registered and some that were not. You can go to ronlegrand.com/FISBO, F-S-B-O. That's ronlegrand.com/FISBO, and get that property information sheet. And make sure you spell my name right, L-E-G-R-A-N-D. And that sheet is what we're going to discuss tonight. If you don't have it right now, don't worry about it, but take notes on what we are going to say. First, let me tell you a little bit about what's going to happen Saturday. First, I'm going to start the day off, and we're going to spend the entire morning talking about the fastest and easiest ways to make money. Hold on here. I got Josh calling. Just a second. Yes, sir. I'm on the phone. Josh? Well, mine was working. I had to go in and hang up and dial it back. 4-4. You got it? All right. That was Josh. Couldn't get through. So I had a little trouble myself. So where was I? Oh, I'm going to talk about the fastest and easiest way to make money in real estate today. And I'll show you what we're doing. I'll show you what we're doing not only in my business, but also with students all across the country. And you're going to be excited about some of the big money that's being made out there right now on the higher-end houses, beautiful homes in the beautiful neighborhoods, and how we do that without using any money or credit. And frankly, there's not a person that will be attending this event on Saturday that cannot do the same thing once you understand how it works. I'm also going to be showing you what I do with my IRA and how I grow my IRA by using it wisely in the outrageous rates of return that I get. In fact, my rates of return in my IRA are infinity, which means that when it's over, I don't have any money invested in the properties, and yet the IRA still owns them, so it might be a good thing for you guys to learn how to grow tax-free and still own the assets and not have any money invested in them. So I'll show you what I do. I'm also going to talk about some really cool things that I've been learning lately. I'll reserve that for Saturday, but there's a lot of new things that we learn as we go along since we're actually practitioners of this business. Where in the afternoon, I'm going to ask you guys to bring property information sheets with you, as many as you can turn up between now and then, as soon as I tell you what to do. And right after lunch, I'm going to take your property information sheets, and we're going to pre-screen those in class, and I'll pull out the things that the ones that I think are prospects, and we'll certainly pull out the suspects, and why they're good leads and why they're not good leads, and exactly what to do with them after you leave the room, and the next step to take. And many of these pretty house deals are really so simple that, honestly, with just a little bit of training, you could go out and implement these deals and start and get some checks. And, by the way, the minimum check that that I even want in my business is $10,000, and we really don't get real excited about that, to be honest with you. I'm also going to cover Dodd-Frank. The afternoon, I'm going to make sure you're clear with the Dodd-Frank law so there's no more myths about that hanging around and that you understand what you can and cannot do, and that the whole world didn't come to a crash because Dodd-Frank passed a new law I'm very up on Dodd-Frank, and I'll make sure, in fact, we're bringing you a report so you'll have the answers to any questions that you'd want to ask in our business right there with you. Josh, did you get in here yet?
I did. It took a few tries, so I'm thinking some other people might be having trouble as well.
Well, I'm hoping this is being recorded, Josh, but I can't even promise you that. I had trouble with a conference line company last night, and it looks like they haven't gotten it fixed. So I'm guessing we're probably going to have a new conference company before long.
All right. Can we tell how many people are on?
I can't. I was supposed to be able to. That's not working either.
Okay.
All right. So business as usual.
Moving forward.
Okay. If you guys are on here, you should know Josh Caldwell. Josh is your leader of your group. He's a sponsor for our event coming up there also.
The conference is now being recorded.
Oh, nice. She just said it was being recorded. I hope it was that way from the beginning.
Fantastic.
All right. Anyway, Josh is going to be there the whole day, and if you're looking for some sponsorship, some support after you leave, of course, that's what Joshua's group is all about. Now, if you guys have not registered for this event yet, tell them how to do that, Josh, while I got you here.
Real easy. Just go to Pittsburgh, PittsburghReia.com, and right on the front page, you'll see a spot to click through to register. It's real easy.
Okay. In the afternoon, we're going to talk about financial hardships, what to do if things aren't working so well, credit issues, credit gone, predators chasing you, over-leveraged properties, and all of those things that have been bothering people so much for the last 6 years or so. We will have that discussion, and I'll share my experiences with you as well. I promise you I'll make you feel good about yours by the time I get through telling you mine. We are also going to be giving away, I'm going to give away over $5,000 worth of goodies on Saturday. I don't know what you're giving away, Josh.
Well, really, if you're giving away $5,000, I'll come up with something, but it won't be as good as yours.
Okay. All right. We truly are. We're just going to have fun that day. And, guys, we're going to start at 9 a.m. sharp. That's 9, not 9:05. We're going to start at 9. We'll end at 5, and I'm a stickler for being on time, so suggest you get there a little bit early because I'm going to start at 9, whether I have one person in the class or 100 people in the class. So let's talk about this property information sheet that I hope you have in front of you, and learn how to fill it out correctly, because if you do, you're going to be so glad you brought them, and if you don't, you're going to hate yourself for not bringing them. So let's go and down that sheet and take a look at what I have to have in order to be able to help you. I'm going to spend my lunch period going through your property information sheets if you bring them in for me to do so. At the
top, you should.
Well, you got to badger them until they do, Josh. They really don't know how important this is that they do this. That property information sheet is the heartbeat of your business. I've created that sheet to make it easy for a virtual assistant to call and get the answers that you will need. Between now and Saturday, you must be that virtual assistant, unless you have somebody to make these calls for you. But this is not a job for some child or someone that's afraid of people and doesn't want to talk on the telephone. We are calling sellers who have advertised that they have their house for sale. It's not that we're unwanted calls. We're not. They advertise. They expect calls. And in that light, it's not like you interrupt somebody's dinner at night pestering them. We are welcome guests, not unwanted pests. So the key is to get as many people as we can on the phone between now and Saturday and fill out those sheets. To fill them out properly, you'll notice they have stars. There's stars at the top right, and there's several down the middle of the page. The first star at the top is the asking price. There's only one place on earth you can get the asking price, and that's from the person doing the asking, and in this case, that's the seller. So what are you asking for your house? That goes in that blank. And in the next blank, what do you think it's worth? I want to know what the seller thinks the house is worth so we can compare real value to what they think. Sometimes they think it's worth more, sometimes less, sometimes they're dead on the money. And right below that, you will see it says your comps. Your comps is not for you to ask the seller. Your comps is for you to look up. I'll give you a couple of sites in a minute to where what you think the market value of the property is just by finding similar properties that have sold, and just give me a couple of numbers on there. If you don't bring comps, the world won't end, but it sure will help my case, and it'll help me pre-screen these things for you better. Just need a couple of numbers. That's all I need. I don't need dresses. Just give me a couple of numbers. I'm not going to research them in class. I'm going to rely on you to do that. But the truth is, you don't have to be that close anyway on most of these deals. I use Zillow. Zillow is a good site. I use Trulia, Trulia, T-R-U-L-I-A, and I use Redfin, redfin.com. Josh, you got any more you want to throw in there?
I usually go with just Zillow. I don't think Redfin works up here.
Maybe not.
It's way too good a resource.
yeah, maybe not. But there's plenty of sites. In fact, if you're not happy with those two, all you do is go to Google and say, I want to buy a house in Pittsburgh or wherever you're at, and here will come up a whole bunch of sites where people advertise houses for sale, and you'll find ads on there, and some of them will have phone numbers, some of them won't. So if they don't have phone numbers, you've got to email the customer. And, in fact, I just heard that Craigslist is not letting them publish phone numbers now as of the other day. I don't know if that's true or not. But regardless of whether it is or it isn't, you email them and have them call you because you're interested in their house. And, when, of course, when they call you, that's when the property information sheet should be available for you to fill out. Or have them send you back their phone number so you can call them either way. When you go online looking for these people that are advertising, Craigslist is also a great source. In fact, one of the best sources. But look in houses for rent as well as the houses for sale. A lot of landlords would much rather sell their house when somebody comes along and tells them how we can buy it. Plus, they understand the business and they're a lot easier to deal with than some of the sellers that really don't have any idea. Also, ride around and look for sale by owner signs in front of houses. And the nicer the neighborhoods you're in, the better. And in fact, there are no houses in Pittsburgh or any surrounding city that are too high priced for me to work on. I don't care if they're multi-million dollar houses. And in fact, I prefer multi-million dollar houses, and I'll show you why and probably scare the crap out of you in class. But you'll see that when we deal in the higher dollar houses, we get the higher dollar profit checks with no more risk, no more resources to do it. And in time, I'll work you up to that. But right now, I wanted to get you started on some lower price stuff to where you can get that first check or two in your hand so you'll see that this thing really works for me. Lower price for you is anything at $125, $150 and up. I'd rather you stay out of the cheap stuff for the sake of this class anyway. I'm going to show you what I do with the cheap stuff in class, and I do have, in fact, your values in your area is pretty much the same as they are where I live here in Jacksonville, Florida, and I love those really, really cheap houses, but that's a different exit strategy, and I'm going to show you what I do with them. But the pretty house business with the beautiful homes and the beautiful neighborhoods is where we're going to spend most of our time in this class because that's where I want you to be. The fastest, easiest ways to make money in real estate today are not dealing with junkers or bank-owned properties. I want to tell you there's a lot easier money out there and larger money. In addition to that, I'll teach you how to stay in these deals and not get out of them so that you have to continue working for money. I like deals that pay me today, pay me monthly, and then continue paying me for a lot of years to come. I like what they call residual income. I like to get paid many, many, many times for doing the job once. So I'm going to teach you that in this class, and I'll show you why that some of the bad habits that some investors that you hang around probably need to have another look at taken at them because a marginal shift in what they do will totally change their business and make them work a lot less and get a lot more money. We're also going to be discussing doing this inside of your IRA as well. Might as well do it tax-free while the government's still letting us. All right, on that sheet, you'll see in the middle there, you'll see a triangle with the rectangle with the loan information in it, and that loan information calls for the loan amount. My friends, if you bring me this sheet in there and you don't have anything in the loan amount, there's absolutely nothing I can do to pre-screen your lead for you. We must have the loan amount, and we must know the payment. We must know whether it's PITI and if it's current. It's all right there in that block. You simply ask, what do you owe? What do you owe? What's your payment? Does that include taxes and insurance? And may I assume that it is current? And then if it is not current, about how many months is it behind? I will need to know that because that could make or break the deal. Now, when you call these FSBO ads, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to very, very rarely get somebody that's behind on their payments, because I guess the nature of the beast is people that are behind on their payments just don't tend to advertise their house for sale for some reason. I don't know. You'll get one every now and then, but please don't assume that you're going to get a lot of people that are behind on their payments. That is really not what we're looking for. It is not how we make the most and the easiest money. But we will deal with them, but I need to know that they are behind and about how far they are behind. Now, if you ask what do you owe and somebody says that's none of your business, you simply come back and say, well, listen, I need all the facts to determine if I can purchase your house or not. Sometimes we pay cash. Sometimes we buy on terms. I can't really tell what we can do until I have all the information. What do you owe? And if you have a hard time getting what they owe after you've approached them a couple of times, then don't bring them to class, because honestly, they're a waste of your time. If they won't even tell you what they owe, there's no way we're going to do business with them. So I'm going to teach you on Saturday. There's suspects and prospects. You just found a suspect. You've done nothing wrong. You didn't say anything you weren't supposed to say. You have every right to ask what they owe, and if they don't want to give it to you, God bless them. Let them sell their house to someone else and keep calling, and you'll find the prospects who will gladly and easily tell you what they owe. Josh, do you have any trouble getting people to tell you what they owe?
And not the ones who really want to sell a house.
No, not at all. So, guys, I need that block filled in. Now, if you will look at the three blocks right below that, you'll see some script. On the left side of your page, you see where it says, if the asking price and the loan amount are within $35,000, ask them if they will sell for what they owe. Now, please make sure you'd only ask that question if you've got a small gap between the loan and the asking. If somebody has a $200,000 house and they owe $100,000 and they're asking $190,000, and you ask them that question, kind of makes you seem rather foolish. They're asking $190,000, and you'll ask them if they'll sell for what they owe for $100,000. You just lost that conversation. You've lost all interest on the other side. So make sure you do not ask that question unless you have a small gap between the loan and what they're asking. In the middle, it says if there's a mortgage on it, ask, will you consider a lease purchase if we are responsible for the repairs? You're going to find houses that are over-leveraged, perhaps, and you're going to find some that have a mortgage, but there's equity in it. Ask that same question regardless and get me a yes or a no answer. Please make sure you circle the yes or the no. Circle it. And by the way, back to the loan amount. If it's free and clear, put a zero there. Don't just leave it blank. I need to know if it's free and clear. And guys, 34% of the houses in America are free and clear. So you will likely run across some when you're calling these leads. In fact, if it is free and clear, come down now and look to the right of your page in the third column, and you'll see where it says, if it's free and clear, ask, would you consider taking your equity in monthly installments? Get me a yes or a no. Because if you get a yes there, and you will get a yes there to approximately a third of the houses that are free and clear, if you ask that question, if you get a yes, circle yes. And if you do get a yes, you very likely got a deal. If you get yes on lease option, you likely got a deal. If you get yes on we'll sell for what you owe, you certainly got a deal. So the yeses, of course, are what we're looking for. But if you're taking notes right now, I want you to go a little further for me. If they say yes to yes, I will take equity for my payments, payments for my equity. If they say yes for that, I want you to ask a couple more questions, so get ready to write. The first question you ask is, well, may I assume you will sell with no money down? May I assume you'll sell with nothing down? Now, I did not say, will you sell with nothing down? I said, may I assume you will sell with nothing down? My friends, that's two totally different questions. Totally different questions. May I assume you will sell with nothing down means that you assume they will sell with nothing down. If you say, will you sell with nothing down, it means you're asking them a question and making it real easy for them to say no. Now, just so you'll know, in case you're thinking, nobody's going to sell with nothing down, this is reality. Today, I was on the phone with a house for $1.8 million, and the seller agreed to sell it to me with nothing down. Yesterday, I was on the phone on a house for $750,000, and the seller agreed to sell it to me for nothing down. Please do not make assumptions. Ask the questions I ask you to ask and be shocked at the answers you receive. May I assume you will sell with nothing down? And if you get a no, then your next question is, well, what is the least you could take for a down payment? May I assume you'll sell with nothing down? And then, oh, what's the least you could take for a down payment? Shut up, write down the answer, and then move on. The last question is, well, then if we can agree on the other terms, what's the lowest you could take for a monthly payment? What's the lowest you could take for a monthly payment? If you will get me those answers and bring them to class, when you get a yes on owner financing, I promise you I will construct the deal right in front of your face. And maybe, God, Josh, if we can get some help, we might even call the seller for them on these hot leads. You think we can pull that off?
I think we can if they answer the phone.
Okay, well, that's true. Guys, we have virtual assistants making all these calls for you, which you can hire if you choose to work with me. And I can tell you that 20% of all the people we call for our clients all across America, we can't get on the telephone. 20% of all the leads that we try to call, we cannot get them to even answer the telephone. Of course, that makes the case for why you don't want to be doing this for very long. But between now and Saturday, it's you and you and you, and bring me as many of these sheets as you possibly can. Now, if you look at the bottom of your page, I absolutely want to know how many bedrooms and baths and how many square feet are in the house. Plus, I must know, is the house listed, yes or no? There should be a star there. I know there isn't. I must have a yes or no for is the house listed. And, of course, I want to know when would you like to move. That tells me whether they're really motivated now or not. And then, of course, does it need repairs, yes or no? I don't need to know what the repair costs are. I need to know if it needs major rehab, minor repairs, or no repairs. And I prefer, of course, the no's. And then the rest of the brick and the block. Another one. Look down at the bottom, and I want to know if it's vacant or occupied. Vacant or occupied. So please get those blanks filled in for me, and I'll show you how to turn these pieces of paper into real bona fide deals. All right, I'm going to open it up for questions, Josh, unless you want to add anything there in case they have any, if we could actually keep the noise down in the background.
The only thing I'd like to add is one of the ones you didn't touch on is that reason for selling.
Yeah, did I say that?
To me, that's one of the more important ones, just because I want to know what their pain point is. That'll help me structure a deal.
Yeah, that's a good thing to certainly. That's why it's there, to have the answer filled in. That's correct. Incidentally, if it's a condo or a townhouse, now make sure you ask about the association dues. Look down at the bottom. Condo or townhouse? It's a house, condo or townhouse. We can work with all of them, but if it's got dues, I want to know about it. All right, I'm gonna try to open her up here, Josh.
Good luck.
All right. You there, guys?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Perry Young.
I'll take questions.
Hello, this is Perry Young.
Hey, Perry.
Yeah, I just now were able to get on the call, Ron. I faxed you my property sheets there. And you may have called my name earlier, and I miss you.
Perry, why would you fax me your property information sheets? Are you thinking this was last night's Gold Club call?
Was it last night? I thought it was today.
Where do you live, Perry?
Missouri.
Well, that was last night, sir. We are on the phone now with a group of Pittsburgh folks, which I'm going to come see on Saturday. You're a day late, man.
Wow.
All right.
Gold Club member, isn't it a Tuesday night call?
No, it's every Monday night. Second Monday of every month, Perry.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
You can still come see Ron in Pittsburgh this Saturday if you want.
Yeah, yeah. It ain't too far away, Perry. Get on a plane, man.
Yeah. I tell you, I've been so busy with my daughter's graduation, I don't know what day it is. Okay.
Oh, I know. I'm just kidding. All right. Somebody from Pittsburgh or thereabouts, you got a question?
Yeah, Ron, first of all, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. What about door knocking?
I would say that's an awful lot of grunt labor I wouldn't want to do. I'm going to show you how to get all the leads you want on Saturday, and I can tell you knocking on doors is not one of them.
That seems to be my biggest hang-up right now. It's all new to me and very, very green at it.
That's why we do this seminar.
I really appreciate that.
I'm going to show you where the money's at and the steps to get there. And we're not going to do any of that grunt labor. 90% of everything that we do today in this business is done by somebody else or virtual assistants.
The less I do, the more I make. Get used to that phrase.
Some wise guy once told me that, yes.
Very, very true.
That.
All right.
I like that.
Anybody else? Nope. All right. Well, Josh, let me mute it out. Josh, this is being recorded, so we'll get you the link, and you can get it out to everybody, and they can listen to it again if they need to, and, of course, get it out to everybody that didn't listen to it, and we're cleared for takeoff.
Fantastic, guys. I'll blast this out to you as soon as I get the link, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Hey, Josh, would you make sure they got property information sheets with it again? Some of them say they didn't have it.
Okay.
All right.
I will blast that out as well.
And while you're at it, I didn't think of this. Could you take the script out of the manual for when they get an objection for what's your loan amount, what do you owe?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Pop that out to them, too, and that'll help them. You guys just read that script if you ever get that objection, and then if you get through the script and they don't want to give you the loan, I don't want to talk to them anyway.
Fantastic. Okay. Not a problem.
All right. Nothing else to add, sir?
Nothing other than we'll see you Friday night.
Okay. All right, guys. Thanks for I appreciate you taking the time to tune in. Looking forward to a great Saturday with you. So bring all the leads you can possibly bring. You cannot bring me too many.
I do want to throw out
to
a challenge.
Yeah. Huh?
I do want to throw out a quick challenge, Ron.
Yeah.
When I went to Ron's first challenge, Ron's first training, I brought in 33 leads.
Uh-huh.
I want to see if anybody can beat me.
Well, good. If they do, you're going to have to help me.
I will. I'll throw down the gauntlet. Somebody please beat me.
Okay. Remember now, guys, if that lead sheet ain't complete, it's not a lead, so you're just wasting your time and energy. If those blanks aren't filled in, I can't make it up as I go and stick it in the blanks. So complete the blank sheets, and then we'll make something happen with them. All right. I'll see you guys on Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you taking the time to do it tonight.
See you soon, Ron.